With over 38,000 people who've tested positive for the coronavirus, Massachusetts is now one of the nation's hotspots, with one of the highest rates of virus-related deaths in the country. For perspective on this, we turn again to Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and an infectious disease specialist at the Boston Medical Center. Dr. Hamer, good morning, and thanks again for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. My pleasure. Thank you.
So, according to the CDC, Massachusetts has the third largest number of known coronavirus cases in the country. Only New York and New Jersey have higher counts, which is disturbing enough. But 4.5% of the coronavirus cases here have been fatal, which is higher than the usual percentage. Why is that? Do we know why?
I think, you know, there are different reasons that play into mortality or death from coronavirus, and some of them relate to underlying diseases, but also we've learned that obesity and smoking increase risk. And I think a lot of the cases that are occurring in Massachusetts, unfortunately, are occurring in very vulnerable populations with crowding at home and perhaps other risk factors that increase their risk for mortality.
So are you saying then that Massachusetts is generally less healthy than people in other states?
No, I would not say that. I just think that there's certain sort of areas, certain neighborhoods or parts of the state that have been hit very hard. And I think there may be more risk factors within those populations.
A few days ago, Governor Baker said that we're in the surge now. Do you have any sense of when the peak will actually be and how long it might last?
So I actually am starting to think that we're very close to peak, but it may be more of a plateau, that there may be sort of a steady, with some fluctuations, high rate of cases and continued death for several days, maybe a week, and then it may start to tail off. That's maybe a little optimistic in thinking, but I think that's possible.
Sunday was the sixth straight day when the death toll from COVID-19 surpassed 100 in the state. On Sunday, 146 people died from COVID-19 complications. Do you think the death toll will continue to rise?
I definitely. I mean, at least the total number of people that will have died. Yes. I think the numbers per day may fluctuate. There's a delay between sort of onset of symptoms, hospitalization, and then there may be a prolonged hospitalization culminating in death in some people. Some individuals, the disease progresses much more rapidly. But I think that death may lag behind the absolute number of cases by some number of days.
On Sunday, Vice President Mike Pence insisted that the rate of testing in the U.S. is sufficient for a cautious easing of restrictions on social distancing. Of course, many of the nation's governors disagree, including Governor Charlie Baker, who says this state won't reach the level of testing needed to safely reopen the economy without more federal assistance. I'm wondering, Doctor, what markers are you looking for to determine whether it's safe to ease some of those restrictions, and what could happen if they're eased too early?
So, it'd be nice to see the number of new cases declining. I mean, with a clear evidence of decline and a manageable level of hospitalizations. I think we're doing fairly well on that end, but that's because of extra preparedness. But I think it's going to be, several weeks before we can start thinking about even partial reopening. And then it's going to be really a very different world in terms of social distancing at open venues, perhaps still wearing masks, a lot more use of hand hygiene, and a lot more cleaning of surfaces that are frequent contact surfaces.
All right, I have one listener question to ask you this morning, and here it is. Is it safe to visit with someone who's not part of your own isolated household if you remain outdoors and at least 6 feet away?
Yes. I mean, especially outdoors. I mean, with the sort of air currents outside if there's any aerosol that contains the virus, it should be diffused fairly quickly. We now know that the 6 foot rule really relates to respiratory droplet transmission, which is a form of transmission with large droplets that come out both through breathing and coughing or sneezing. But the reality is there are smaller droplets that can spread even further. So 6 feet alone may not be protective, but being outside where there's good circulation of air should be fine in a circumstance like that.
Okay, Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center. Thanks a lot for speaking with us on this Monday morning.
My pleasure.